Welcome to the Smith and Rowland Show. Let's join our host, Alan Smith and Jeff Rowland.
It is a lovely day for the Smith and Rowland Show.
Lovely day because I'm here. Here I am, Jeff. What a lovely day I am.
And I am the special guest. My name is Jeff Rowland. That's exactly
and
right.
And I am not Jeff Rowland. Never shall I ever be.
Never shall you ever want to be. I can tell you.
That's right. Well, what are you doing?
Well,
driving a truck.
I'm driving a truck and thinking just all kinds of thoughts while I'm driving.
Okay,
a truck.
Well, listen, can I interject a thought in the beginning here?
I wish you would.
I've just a little thought. I don't think it'll take much time to discuss.
Okay.
But it does need discussing. It's the Washington Stand, which is a very good publication. Susanna Bowdy. She put this one out this morning on this news stream here. The title of her little article here, won't take just a second. I won't spend much time on Chick-fil-A has been woke for years. You just didn't want to believe it. She starts out with, when the rest of the world lost its corporate marbles, conservatives like to think that there was one place that would never let them down. It was Chick-fil-A. As far as they were concerned, the churchgoers' chicken of choice had been solidly built on Truett Cathy's strong family values, while other CEOs took their brands in wildly liberal directions. Christians took solace in the fact that at least one franchise could stand against the mob. Now, with the news that Chick-fil-A is catering to the diversity, equality, and inclusion crowd, customers feel deeply betrayed, but the reality is the chicken empire's capitulation started years before this. Those of us who watch Chick-fil-A a close-up know the company's moral compromise didn't happen overnight. For groups like Family Research Council, the bloom was off the nugget as far back as November of 2019, when after years of holding the line, Chick-fil-A decided to put as much distance between Christians and their brand as possible. To most people, the public square, the U-turn was completely unexpected. Chick-fil-A had already endured years of LGBT abuse, surviving movements to ban them in airports, rest stops, college campuses. Despite the attacks, the Cathys didn't just weather the storm. They thrived in it, doubling sales since the moment liberals decided it was controversial to give religious charity with biblical views. Now, Jeff, what's happened is you now have a grandson that runs Chick-fil-A.
Yep.
And what's happened, I don't know if you remember, but they stopped giving to Salvation Army, I don't know, a couple of year or two ago. Do you remember that big deal?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
She's got a little line or two on this. Then Chick-fil-A abruptly caved to the leftist pressure. In a punch to gut their loyal base, management announced that they were ending donations to faith-based groups like the Salvation Army and Fellowship of Christian Athletes because their position on marriage and sexuality were too controversial. The defection cut deep for families, millions of whom had driven out their way to support Chick-fil-A, not because the chicken was good, but because their conviction was better. Before there was a Donald Trump or a Ron DeSantis or a Brian Kemp, the Cathys had proven you could stand on principle and win. So yeah. What do you got? Yeah, I mean, just a little thought here. I don't know if you got a thought on this or not.
Well, the first thought,
Mr. Rowland.
Yeah. Well, the first thought that comes to my mind is I want everyone to understand that Al and I have been conversing back and forth all morning, and then he waits till we get on the podcast to spring something like this on me, knowing good and well that it's going to irate the insides and cause emotions to churn. And I just want to point that out for our listeners so that they understand what. And I also want to point out,
you're giving
quickly,
me way too much credit. Way too much credit. Actually, right before I called you, it showed up on the computer. You're giving me way too much credit, but I will receive it.
If I had
a thought of it, it would exactly what I would have done.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's right. That's my point. My bigger point is that. And so to prove I am growing and maturing in my life, I want everyone to notice just how calm and composed that I am at this moment.
Now prove how mature you are right now.
okay, here's what I'm going to say from a level of maturity that the new generation that comes along and inherits things from their grandparents, it is it's the Bible truth that they ruin everything that they even touch.
Wait a minute.
Okay. All is vain. All is vain. The preacher of Ecclesiastes said it. All is vain. You work all of your life only to hand it to the next generation that just wastes it on riotous living. So there's my conclusion.
Okay. All right, let me read
See how mature I am.
Yeah, you are settled, very settled. We're just going to spend a second or two on this. Days later, another bombshell dropped. Not only had the company stopped giving to Christians, it was quietly funding radical abortion and LGBT activists in their place. Wow. We didn't know that. News broke that the Chick-fil-A Foundation had funneled at least $230,000 to Covenant House, an organization that, among other things, hosts drag queen story hours. Conservatives were in disbelief. So much so that the Federalist felt the need to spell it out. Yes, Chick-fil-A really is funding a group that hosts drag queen story hours. Their headline read, Chick-fil-A has gone woke.
They've gone
bonkers. Could that be true? I mean, I'm reading an article here, but...
I don't know. Here's the thing that I will say is that it does go to a larger point that corporate America is now the political arm of the progressive left. And we're seeing that time and time and time again. We talked Sunday about what's going on in the sports world with the Dodgers fixing to do. We've talked about Target and what Target has done with transgender ideology. And it's a proven point now that corporate America is now the almost a military arm of the progressive left in pursuing their agenda. They are forcing this ideology upon the consumers. And now, let me just also say that because we live in a democracy where there's competition, we don't have to frequent those places. I do believe, and it used to be that you feel so small and insignificant in this big pond of the world. But I do believe that we need to settle within ourselves. For example, I'm not going to Target. I will not support anything. I never did, but I'm not going to support the LA Dodgers. And if I lived there, I wouldn't support them. I'm not going to support Chick-fil-A if this
Target
is true.
Target who?
Yeah, Target who, exactly.
Target who? And, L.A. And, Dodgers who?
Yeah, exactly.
Chick-fil-A who?
Yeah, that's right. And I think that should be our attitude, really. Consumers are going to have to take a stand themselves. If it's true what we've been told, or at least what I've been told, that this is just a small group of people that's doing all of this, well, if that's true, and the larger group of people stop frequenting these establishments, the power of the dollar should change their perspective. If it doesn't, it proves a deeper point that it's more demonic and spiritual than it is anything else.
Well, I've checked out just a few things on this article that had a few things that have been surfacing. Mm-hmm. And of course, we're reading an article here. Of course, it's got all the documentation in it also, but, I still leave a 1%, or maybe it's not true, but my problem is I still have a lot of other situations that we were told and seen that it was going that way. Now, listen, here's what Kathy said. This is his mantra. His family insisted that their corporate mission was to glorify God by being a faithful steward of all that is entrusted to us.
How do they reconcile their mission statement, their behavior?
I don't know, Jeff. How do they reconcile their behavior with this mission statement?
Yes. The bigger question is you cannot have a mission statement that you want to glorify God and at the same time support things that, according to what God's word says, is an abomination to Him. I mean, you can't do that. And so, but That is that not part of the deception that it seems like we're all under, Alan? That these seducing spirits have so blinded the eyes of people that they are actually calling good evil, evil good, and the definitions of righteousness and holiness are now gone.
Well, there's no doubt, Jeff. There's just absolutely no doubt. J.P. Duffy, which was vice president for communications of FRC, here's what he said. Former employees like FRC's vice president for communication, J.P. Duffy, were distraught in a somber farewell to the chain in the USA Today. Duffy wrote, "Chick-fil-A, they once inspired me to live out my values in the workplace. Those days are gone." He said that in USA Today. I was looking for, now he said that, I think that's an old comment. It is. Listen, he said that in 2019, Jeff.
Okay, so apparently these things
so
are
so it's been shifting. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, I was unaware of that. I was unaware. I mean, I did hear about the Salvation Army, but I was unaware that Chick-fil-A was just turning, making that kind of a turn.
I was
unaware of that. But now to say, am I surprised? Not really.
Well, I kind of am, Jeff. When I read in the Bible, there's going to be a great falling away. I'm thinking more about individuals. I didn't know it was going to be all these corporations and companies.
Well, you know, this goes right along with everything that comes out of Davos and the World Economic Forum. This is part of their plan. They want They want a merger between corporations and the government, and they want to do that so that they can force upon the people an agenda, whether they want it or not. And that's if they can get all the major corporations on their agenda and supporting that agenda, then they can basically dictate to the population what they're going to support and what they're not, regardless of how you feel about it. So this has been the agenda. And I honestly am not surprised. And it really, to be honest with you, I'm not surprised at any corporation that comes out in support of these reckless policies. I'm not surprised anymore.
Once Kathy died, it was
almost inevitable. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it goes back to a younger generation, Alan, they've not been raised with the same core values that we were raised with. And I say that in shame to the church, because the church has failed miserably.
Well, I don't know how
in teaching these things.
How in the world, though, did his son and grandson? I guess it is. Maybe it's a daughter. I don't know. But you know that they were in an atmosphere of Christ. I mean, his stand was so strong. Yeah. All right, now here, J.P. Duffy is the one who said that, Jeff. You know, in USA Today in 2019, he said, "Chick-fil-A once inspired me to live out values workplace. Those days are gone." Now, 4 years later, this is what he said. 4 years later, this would be, doesn't have a date, but in the last 6 months, I'm thinking. 4 years later, he says, "This latest treason is just par for the change course." Sadly, Duffy told the Washington Stand, "I've come to expect this from Chick-fil-A, a corporation that has been moving left for years. While they've kept their motto and their longstanding closed on Sundays policy, they've made a number of moves to appease the left." He cites the severing of ties with Christian charities and their partnerships with Covenant House and SPLC as proof that they aren't the franchise Christians have come to know and love. "I'm not surprised that Chick-fil-A is promoting the left-wing DEI agenda espoused by SPLC and woke corporations. Chick-fil-A has drifted far, far from its biblical roots." Now, that was the last statement from Duffy.
If his statement's true, then apparently there was a trend leading toward this move toward the left even before the death of the father and the grandfather. So, yeah. You know, that being said, we don't know how true the stand was to start with, or whether it was just a political ploy to try to build their franchise based off of the Christian consumer. Now, I do know a lot of people that would eat at Chick-fil-A simply because they were under the impression that it was a Christian organization.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I don't know what this says. It also bothers me that, you know, I'm just now finding out of this, how left they're going. Well, I guarantee you there is tons of other people that's in the same situation that are frequenting that establishment, and they have no idea what it is that's going on.
Yeah.
You know, because I will say this, that article, one thing about that article, I will say, I didn't eat there because the chicken was all that good. I can tell you that. I ate there because of what I had learned about that establishment. I am not surprised, Alan, at this trend line. We're seeing this in, among in almost every segment of our society, as far as in the corporate world, is that they're in support of the progressive left agenda. And it almost makes you wonder why. I mean, it doesn't make good business sense if what we've been led to believe is true. If we've been led to believe that this is just a small group of people and the majority know better, and the majority's got that, well, according to what the corporate world is doing, I'm not sure that is such a small group of people, or they would be risking their entire business on these ridiculous policies. Now, I do know that Budweiser lost, like, I think since the transgender Mulvaney, the transgender that they used for the Bud Light commercial, they've lost like 20% of their sales. Well, you know, you would think that would speak something to the rest of the corporate world. But Target came out with their line of clothing for transgender children after this Mulvaney thing happened with Bud Light. I don't know how it's not even good business practice if you look at it in that sense. So I don't know. But I'm not surprised. This is part of what has been demonically prophesied from the World Economic Forum, and it's right into their playbook. It's the merger between corporate America and the government. And this is exactly what Robert F. Kennedy and Donald Trump both have talked about in their campaigns.
All right, let me give you a little more information here. It says, now with the chain going full woke and even hiring a vice president. Now, listen to this. They are now hiring a Chick-fil-A as a vice president of diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Mm-hmm.
There you get the abbreviations DEI. It's president of diversity, equity, and inclusion. So when they gave the title of his vice presidency, it had after that tagged on to it DEI. That tells you who he is. Has some conservative groups calling for a boycott. The fast food giant has been a favorite among many over the years, due in large part to its religious roots and its sporadic financial support of the anti-LGBTQ organizations. But a previous announcement by Eric McReynolds, vice president, now he's got DEI after his name. Wow. In other words, you got VP for vice president, you got VP, DEI, who has been with the company's DEI segment since 2020, as some claiming the company has gone woke. Well, if you've got a DEI, you've gone woke.
Yeah, then you've gone woke. You've gone woke. That's exactly right. That's just exactly right. Let me tell you, in a larger context, it means that we're leaving a system in America based off of merit and we're embracing a system based off of cultural diversity and racial diversity.
Yeah.
And that's there's no other way to say it. You don't get ahead anymore by working hard. You get ahead by being either a pervert or from another nationality. And boy, if you're an illegal nationality, or that you've come here illegally, you really have a head start. And so,
well, this goes on here. Let me tell you what else it says. Now, with the chain going fully woke, even hiring a vice president of DEI to prove its allegiance to the left, conservatives are finally forced to face facts. Chick-fil-A hasn't been true to its values for years. And to many, including this writer, their sins are even more unforgivable than the other brands on the consumer chopping block, such as the Bud Lights, Adidas, Calvin Klein, Hershey, Jack Daniels, Kohl's, Lego, Levi, Maybelline, Nike, Short North Face, Sports Illustrated, Starbucks, and Target. Chick-fil-A continues to exploit and profit from its Christian reputation. So therefore, what this writer's saying, they believe Chick-fil-A is worse than these others.
I agree.
It says a Christian reputation that under grandson Andrew Cathy's leadership looks an awful lot like a surrender.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, there you have it.
I totally agree with that. I've got more.
I can go with Target before I can go Chick-fil-A.
Yeah, absolutely.
Me too. And I can't do either one.
Yeah, that's
but
right.
To take the cross of Christ, to take those standards, and that's a total mockery of the Antichrist right there.
Yes, it is. It absolutely is.
To me, you'd go in there now, I'd feel like I was using the mark of the beast. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's right.
I would with Target and the rest of these. I think it's a type of the mark of the beast.
I do too.
To darken the doors of these establishments.
Well, it's plum nasty. It's just nasty. And unfortunately, our entire government is going in that direction. It's just the whole thing is just nasty. And I got to be honest with you. I am more every day more a part of the kingdom of God than I am a citizen of the United States of America, simply because, and I'll be honest with you, Alan, I've even got more respect in like manner. I've got more respect for some pagan nations out there that's always been pagan than I do for a country that has been blessed of God and you just throw your blessings away I've got more respect for a country like that.
And, well, Jeff, we have run out of time, my friend. I just thought I'd bring up that little topic. I didn't think we'd spend but about 5 minutes on it. You can see I was wrong after you got all geared up on it.
Well, nonetheless, once again, seeing that you was wrong is something that I'm used to now. And so I'm glad that came out, at least. If we've accomplished anything on this podcast,
we've accomplished that. And Jeff, you are my friend.
Yeah, right. I feel it. I can feel that.
All right, buddy. See you tomorrow.
All right. Have a good day.
Bye.
Thank you for joining today's Smith & Rowland Show. You can check out our website at kingdompropheticsociety.org and our daily unplugged podcast at smithandrowlandshow.podbean.com. You can also join us on Amazon, Apple, or Spotify.